from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're talking a lot today about the Eagles, the offensive line, Kelce and Juergens and what happens there. But here's an interesting name, John, just for whatever it's worth. This had been off my radar until I recently saw odds that indicate the Eagles have the second highest odds to land a former Pro Bowler who is still available. Look, you don't normally get to July 15th and still have some people available, but every once in a while, one or two or three, like Patrick Peterson's still available, right? So there is the safety, Justin Simmons, still available. And I saw recently odds that have the Giants, they must have a need at safety, the Giants at 4-1, the Eagles at 6-1. Now, all the teams eventually, but the Eagles are in the second spot for odds to land safety Justin Simmons. And, you know, it got my mind moving on, all right, what are the, you know, like, is this going to happen? Is this one of those things where, here's what you know you have. You know for sure you have one starter for sure at safety in C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He is a lock-it-in starter, no question. But you do have a question mark after that on who's the other safety. Your options are Reed Blankenship.
Well, but last year, remember, Reed Blankenship was the automatic.
Reed Blankenship was the guy
that they said, okay, we're going to build
but
this.
But he didn't play good.
Right.
Yeah.
Our free safety, and that's going to be Reed Blankenship, and he's going to have the green dot.
Yeah, but he struggled in pass defense. He struggled a lot.
Yeah.
So here's the deal.
He couldn't cover anybody.
So you got Reed Blankenship. You got, who was that draft pick last year? That
Sidney Brown.
Sidney Brown. And then you've got, like, if you want to go with Cooper DeJean at safety, I guess.
Yeah. You could, and he is right now our nickel.
I tend to think they won't, because it sounds like they're just sort of year one cornerbacking him, you know, and maybe that's a lot to give someone to, as they say these days, cross train, because he'd be cross training outside corner,
man,
slot corner,
yeah,
and then theoretically safety either.
But that's part of what made him so attractive as a player coming out of Iowa. People always said he's so versatile. He plays everywhere. They use him. It's the versatility is part of the attractiveness.
But is that too much? Realistically, to put on a plate
in the NFL,
yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't either.
It might be. But we were told this kid can handle.
Well,
let
me ask you this question, John. So Justin,
I would love to see them put him at safety.
Okay, well, look, all right, so Justin Simmons is 30 years old. He's made the Pro Bowl. He's still unsigned.
He's opposite end of the spectrum from Reed Blankenship. Justin Simmons, well, he's 30.
He's accomplished, but he's got the age thing. And we also know they got burned last year with Bradbury. You know, you don't want to have too old of a secondary. Let me put it this
way. Reed Blankenship is big, and he's tough, and he'll tackle you, but he can't cover anybody. Well, okay. Justin Simmons is less tough, but he's long. He's not as into putting his face on people.
But he's got more range.
But he can cover everybody. A guy who has played at cornerback in the NFL, a guy who can cover your tight end. He can cover your backs out of the backfield. He can cover wide receivers. He is better versed in the coverage stuff, the passing game. He is not as strong in the run game.
It'd be fascinating to know Howie's mindset on this. Like, is it they're actively negotiating with him and it's just a matter of price? Or is it, hey, let's get to training camp. Let's get these guys for 5 to 10 days under Vic Fangio and let's see who's stepping up and who's not. And then we'll make our evaluation of whether we want to up our offer to Justin Simmons or make an offer to Justin. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I do know this. If Reed Blankenship is the starter, that would worry me a great deal.
Yeah.
And if the other guy,
and every team in the league is going to isolate him, take advantage, and throw.
And I was not as impressed with Sidney Brown as some were. I mean, he's a guy that can hit. He throws his body around. That's very admirable. Very admirable. But, you know, is he really the true well-rounded safety that I'd like to see them have in coverage? And I also wonder about throwing his body around, if that's an injury waiting to happen.
Yeah, I don't even know if he's going to be fully recovered yet.
And then there's
the season.
And then there's that coming off of an injury.
Right.
So, listen, maybe this Justin Simmons thing. I mean, I remember back in 2017, they signed LeGarrette Blount late. Now, I think it was pre-training camp. I think it was in June.
It was.
This is July 15th. Like, my point is, keep your eye on Justin Simmons. Because the odds that have been put out there by various groups, the Eagles have the second best odds to sign him. So just be aware of that situation. We'll see where it goes.
Justin Simmons makes us a better team. He makes us a better defense.
Well,
right
if he still has
deficiency.
It. Got to be fair. If he still has it.
I know that he can cover better than Reed Blankenship.
Well, we thought Shaq Leonard couldn't possibly be worse than who the Eagles had played linebacker the first half of the year. Shaq Leonard was worse. I mean, he was a disaster. So, you do have to account for the age and the wear and tear factor. But I would just say Justin Simmons is an intriguing name to keep an eye on. 215-592-9494.
Especially because he just costs. You just have to
just
work
money.
Out the money.
Yeah,
you work out the deal. You lure him, hey, you can prove to the rest of the NFL how good you are.
Right.
We're going to give you a 1 year as close to the veteran minimum as possible.
To be fair,
you take it from there.
No, I'm with you. But to be fair, let's just say, I don't know how much
Howie's
they have left in the cap. They might want to go get a guard. They might want to go get a third wide receiver. I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, we shouldn't act like this is the only question mark spot as the Eagles approach training camp. Like, do you have a competent starter? I don't know that they have a third wide receiver. I don't know that they have a starting guard. And I don't know that they have a starting safety. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, they do.
Who is it?
They have a lot better feel than we do for
Matt
Hennessy.
No, you're right.
They know
more than we do.
Yeah.
But they may be concerned. I mean, Tyler Steen or Hennessy or Mekhi Becton at guard, it's like, I don't know, man. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. We got Devin today in for Rhea. We got Dan Wilson in for Seltzer. Wonderful to be with you. You can weigh in on the phone lines, all these topics we're discussing. Let's talk to Scott. He's calling from King of Prussia. Good morning, Scott.
Greetings, team. Good morning.
Greetings, Scott.
What's up, buddy?
Glad to have the team back together. All right, so a couple of general things. Number one, it's very easy to install a bidet. It's not difficult at all.
I noticed this because I saw what is called a bidet now. It's just a toilet seat.
Well, there's different types. There's a side.
It had a special name, and it really was. Like, instead of a toilet seat, it was that had a little dial on the side, and that was the bidet. And
here's what I'll say.
Is that what you have?
If you are capable of installing a toilet seat, then you can install this bidet.
That's what I saw. I saw one like that.
Look, there are different types. Mine is a toilet seat replaced a toilet seat. And basically, it has a thing at the bottom of the toilet seat.
A dial.
A thing comes out. I don't even know how to describe it. Something comes out, and then the water shoots out of that.
Like an elephant's trunk. Like a nozzle slap.
Like a nozzle slap. Yes. Okay. Yeah, no, that's right. But there also are some where it's a separate seat next to the toilet. That's not what I don't have that.
Well, that's what I thought you were saying you were installing initially, which is why I thought this was so ridiculous.
There wouldn't even be
room. There is a very easy bidet install these days.
All right, Scott, what do you got on the Phillies?
All right. So with Merrifield, if you took a look at his second half of last year, he took a nosedive, and it was clear that basically he was cooked. And the concern being that he's 35 is if we take a look at our club, just off the top of my head, I was able to write out seven guys who are 30 plus. So when it goes, it can go fast. Now, that being said, if Dombrowski calls and puts you two in charge, all right, mm-hmm. he's got to go somewhere, and he puts you two in charge, are you going to make Painter and Miller available at the trade deadline?
I'm not very interested in making them available. I'm not, Scott.
All right, that's a great.
My team is already phenomenal. I mean, if I have to take a lesser outfielder in a trade in order to keep those two pitchers, that would be my inclination.
Okay.
Heir to the pitching is the way that I feel. Since we lost that World Series, you know, since I saw us lose to four just mashers on the mound, like now I feel like that's the ultimate way to go and build this team.
And Scott, here's the other thing I'll say, because the Phillies are obviously really well set up for about the next 3 years, and then things will get, you know, shakier because you'll be out of the prime of some of your main guys and all that. I just know this. When I was young, the Braves won for 15 straight years or 14, and the primary reason was they had three starting pitchers that were just on a different level than most humans. And look, I can't tell you that Andrew Painter is the real, real deal. I don't know. I mean, what do I know? I know this. People say he is. People also said Sixto Sanchez was, and then he stunk. He didn't do anything when he got to Miami. But it would take an unbelievable player for me to say, let's move off a pitcher that could be a rock star in the rotation for 10 to 15 years. It does not intrigue me enough to add a bat to remove that kind of possibility until the year 2040. That doesn't appeal to me.
Super glad to hear you say that. There have been several hosts that have been super easy to include Painter in deals, and I would not include Painter in any deal. And I just want to caution people or just let people know the upside on Painter is kind of like the upside on Harper. And what I mean by that is this. 0.01 percentage of a player becoming a superstar. Most of these players do not fall in that, okay? They're not slotted for that superstar potential. Anybody with baseball eyes that has watched Painter can see that he has the potential to be in that
0.01%. Well, I think that's probably true, but I will say this, Scott. We also know the failure rate of those guys is higher than you'd hope it'd be. I mean, I remember when Gavin Floyd was supposed to be great. I remember, you know, like, we'd go through a million examples of dudes who were supposed to be awesome and then weren't. So, all right, Scott, give me a big-time answer. For the Dave Matthews Band tickets, two really accomplished people with the same first name.
All right, if it's already been said, I apologize, but I'm going to go with two A-list young A-list actors in Hollywood, Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling.
Has been said. Give me a different answer.
Devin said that.
I did.
Devin. Well done,
sorry.
Devin. Great minds think alike.
Exactly.
You have a pivot here, Scott?
I have a lousy pivot. Bill Clinton and Bill Cosby.
All right. Fair enough. 215-592. Wasn't expecting that combination.
No.
215-592-9494. All right. We got Richie back today from vacation from last week. We've got a Hall of Famer in the NFL at running back talking about Saquon Barkley. Who said what about Saquon, whether it was complimentary or not? It's notable audio. You'll hear that next. We'll also get you ready for the Home Run Derby with Alec Boehm tonight and your calls on all these topics. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, Judd Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Wonderful to be with you on this Monday morning. Great to have John back from vacation, where he was in LBI.
It was crazy.
Why was it crazy?
No, it wasn't crazy. It was not a crazy vacation at all. Okay. It was me and my 82-year-old mom and my 19-year-old son, 17-year-old daughter, 13-year-old daughter, and we went to LBI.
Good for you, man.
And I'd never been there, and I couldn't believe how much beach there was.
It's a good spot. LBI is a good spot.
There's a lot of beach.
Yeah.
Well, what do you
that
do? Do you go to the beach every day?
There's a giant
do you relax?
Beach everywhere.
Do you do activities?
We went to the beach every day.
Okay.
We went to the doggy beach. They have a dog bay.
Introduce Lou to the beach.
Yeah,
the
leash off bay where he'd never swum in his life. And so
swum?
Now
is that the word?
Yes.
Is that the word?
Pluperfect.
Swam?
Yes.
Pluperfect.
He had
I haven't
swum.
Heard that term in like 25 years.
Yes.
The
right.
Pluperfect of
he had
swum. So, all right, would you say your main thing was that you relaxed?
Just totally chilled.
Good for you.
Ate great food. You know, just lounged.
Good.
And it was wonderful, and I feel recharged, and it's great to be back.
Good,
at
man.
The same time. I missed you guys
and,
a little
well,
bit.
I missed you, too. And by the way, 8 days to training camp, John. This thing comes up quickly here.
And I'm sort of relishing this now. Like, once upon a time, I was dreading the start of training
you're
camp.
You're not a player.
I no longer have to worry about it, and it's just more or less like happiness and excitement because I know the season is coming and we're going to be really good, especially offensively. I'm excited to see that.
You have a number. Look, we'll get to the predictions, obviously, on the like literally the Friday before the season starts. But are you currently leaning more toward like a 12, an 11, sure. a 13, a 10? Because I'm probably leaning toward a 10.
I feel.
Which is probably below some people.
Well, then I'm... Yes, where I'm leaning is a stronger team than that. That's for sure. And it's on the strength of the offense.
Well, again, you think Jason Kelce, no big deal. Everything's fine. I mean, that's kind
I'm
of
not
my
saying it's no big deal.
Yeah,
I'm
are.
Saying we've got a good center who played guard for us last year. Not his natural position, but he went out there. He gave up no sacks. And he committed no penalties.
No, he's a good player. He's a solid player.
He was very solid. Yeah. Better than solid last year.
But Kelce was better.
Well, let's wait
than
and see.
Solid.
Let's wait and see how good this kid can be. I'm positive he's getting all the training and he's getting special inside training from the man himself, Jason Kelce. Cam and Jalen have a lot that they're working on right now, you know, through these OTAs and mini camps and now through this training camp this summer. It's they have to hatch a new plan for the way that they deal
they sure
with
do.
Protections
they
because
sure do.
They didn't do the protections well previously. Mm-hmm. We know that. The concepts, they didn't use the West Coast pass protection system the way I had experienced it, because they were just trying to let Jalen use his legs more, and it was a failed experiment.
Yeah, it worked until it didn't.
Yeah.
I mean,
until
it worked.
Teams caught on and said, okay, we'd love for you to keep doing that.
Yeah.
So now Jalen and Cam, they have to figure out who's communicating the mic call, these protection calls. They have to, you've seen it all the time with Tom Brady pointing to the guy across the way saying, Mike is 52.
Yeah.
And then he might change it. Check, check. Mike is 58. Mike is 58. You have to switch some things based on the way they stem prior to the snap. And those communications need to be handled by one person. You can't have Cam saying, okay, Mike is 52. And Jalen saying, no, Mike is 58. Because then you
confusion.
Have mistakes
yeah,
being
exactly.
made.
All right, so
they got to figure out this communication prior to this season, and that's a lot. There's a lot on their plate right now.
So look, we'll throw to you the topic of no Kelce. To what extent, in your opinion, is that a problem? Because my contention is, while it's nice to have Cam Jurgens, and it's certainly better than when the Eagles no longer had Brian Dawkins and it felt like had no safeties, it is nice to have what seems like a pretty solid option here. But I don't obscure the reality that when you remove a Hall of Famer who was still playing, in my opinion, was still playing at a Hall of Fame level, I can't act like that's just no big deal. I think the drop-off will be real, and I think when you factor in the guard drop-off, it'll be really real. Because I think we can all agree on this. Well, Kelce to Jurgens isn't as big a problem as Dawkins to nobody 15 years ago. The reality is, Kelce plus Jurgens to what we now have with Jurgens plus Tyler Steen is potentially a massive drop-off. Let's go to the phones. Mark in Downingtown. Mark, you're on WIP.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're well. John, welcome back. You were missed.
Thanks, Mark. I'm glad to be here. Really glad.
Joe, congratulations on your fraudulent victory Friday. I was rooting for you.
Well,
so yes, we agree on that.
Oh, knock it off.
He did not complete the answer.
Mark, we know
this is a problem.
We know Jimmy Rollins is Jimmy. It's the same thing as Magic Johnson. You don't have to say Magic. You can say, hey, who was the starting guard of the Lakers in the 80s? Magic. Okay. Mm. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay. Boom.
I was being funny. I agree with you.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to say that I was at the ballpark yesterday. It was my son's first game. And to see the joy in his face, just the whole experience was awesome.
That must have been so cool.
Was he booing by the third inning?
No, here's the thing. If I was sitting at home, I'd have been throwing bowling balls at the TV. But because we're at the park, just the atmosphere there was wonderful. I tried to entice him to, and he got to see so many home runs, even though they were for the wrong team.
Yeah.
There you go.
I tried to entice him to leave by like the eighth inning because the sky was getting dark and he's like, now we're staying to the end. So
nice, man.
It was awesome.
Well, you and about 2,000 others stayed to the end.
Exactly.
whatever. I don't know if it was that low. Of course not. But it wasn't a robust crowd at the end of the
game. No, it was looking like 2015 there at the end. I'd say by the eighth, ninth inning, it was pretty empty. So
it was like the Jeremy Hellickson days.
Yeah.
It's a Hellickson start. Oh, okay. Let's get 12,000 today. one of those deals. Whatever year he was.
It was slim at the end, and it was like about $1,000 day for me. I do not expect or want a refund.
Mark, I for those just tuning in, the reason Mark just said that, our first caller today in the 6 o'clock hour was so outraged by the Phillies' performance yesterday. He actually said 2 hours ago on WIP the Phillies should give all fans their money back for yesterday. It's like, you got to be kidding me. Best record in baseball.
He was really, but.
That was that call
he,
was.
But
why
he felt
they
that
made
way.
Me?
He was feeling
then I was ticked
it,
at him.
Look, I
don't bring
I
that nonsense
that
to the table. All right, Mark, give me an answer. Accomplishment: two people, same first name.
Dick Vermeil, Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Vermeil and Dick Van Dyke. So, all right, let's do that conversation. I changed it up. I didn't lean completely into it. So, who would it be of the famous Dicks? So you got Vital, you got Vermeil, you got Van Dyke.
I don't think there are many after that.
Van Dyke is a lock.
Well,
I don't know
if he's a lock. He might
really?
Be. I don't know. So Nixon won't count because he's primarily Richard.
Richard.
So I think it's probably Van Dyke and either Vermeil or Vital.
Yeah.
Probably.
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney was the vice president.
Dick Thornburg. Going way back.
That's Dick right. Clark.
Oh, yeah. Dick
That's
Clark.
That's massive.
Dick Clark's a big one.
I think Dick Clark might
yeah.
win. That beats Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, I was going to say Dick Clark and Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, I think that might be.
Because here in Philly, like we like Dick Vermeil, but that's not, I don't think, a worldwide.
I would say
Dick Vermeil's a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but Dick Clark probably over Dick Vermeil. I mean, listen, if I'm not.
It's Dick Clark and Dick Vermeil.
So you're shortchanging Dick Van Dyke.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Aren't you?
Look, don't try to paint me as the bad guy.
What? So you, by the you way, like Dick Van Dyke more than Dick Vermeil?
Let me tell you something.
You do.
Coach Vermeil might be listening right
you
now.
You do.
I saw him the other day at his golf outing about 3 weeks
this
ago.
This is preposterous.
John, he told me he listens a lot to our show.
Okay. So I loved Dick Vermeil way beyond Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke is a, has been.
Why am I the bad guy? Why am I the bad guy?
This is. Dick Vermeil is a Hall of Fame NFL coach who took us to the Super Bowl here in Philadelphia, led the greatest show on turf way back in the day. Like, Dick Van Dyke? Really?
You really do go out of your way to try to paint me as the bad guy. All right, let's go to Mark in Delaware. Good morning, Mark. Yo, Mark.
Good morning, guys. Sorry, I was trying to get you all speakerphone.
No worries, buddy. Go ahead,
Mark.
Hey, John, good to hear you back. So when you were younger, you said you used to go down to Ocean City, Maryland?
No, we went to where I live. That's where Senior Week went. Like, where I'm from, Mechanicsburg, that's where everyone went for their Senior Week.
Gotcha. Yeah, so what you need to do, instead of going all the way south to Ocean City, just stop at the Delaware beaches. They're much nicer than Jersey beaches. Or Jersey Shore.
I've never been to those Delaware beaches.
I've been to Rehoboth.
I've heard good things
Beautiful.
About them. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of Mako Shark.
Let me just say this. It's kind of hard to not have a beautiful beach, right?
Well, that's a good point.
You know, I mean, where is there an ugly beach?
They've got some. I've seen
Fairfield, so Connecticut, where I went to college, you do not go swimming in that water. I believe it's called the Long Island Sound. Oh. Only if people got drunk would they. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
You kind of knew, don't go in
you
there.
You had beaches that were unswimmable?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I didn't realize this. That sounds kind of gross.
Yeah.
It's unswimmable because of the pollution?
I believe that's the theory.
Yikes.
I think so, yeah.
Just look at outside you guys' window and look at the Schuylkill.
Well, correct. Nobody would choose to swim in that. Holy hell.
Yeah. So anyway, I John, I hate to say I kind of disagree. I think Kelsey's a big loss for the Eagles. Talent Joe, I still think he was a great, one of the best centers, if not the best center in the league, but also the leadership that he brings to the team. So I just think it's a big loss.
Yeah, look, the good thing is Juergens does seem like he's got his head on straight. I mean, he does not seem like a knucklehead. So, and the 2 years under Kelsey, I do think are a quality, significant factor. But again, my thing, Mark, this isn't like when you went from Mike Schmidt to Rick Shue or something, whoever the heck the third baseman was. Like, it's not that bad. But, right. But you know, let's not act like a Hall of Famer who was still playing at a Hall of Fame level, like no big deal to not have him be the guy anymore. I think it's a very big, especially, Mark, when we had gotten so accustomed over roughly the last 10 years, and to a certain extent the last 25 years, to the Eagles having great offensive lines. You know, right. I mean, there are a few people primarily responsible for that. 25 years ago, it's Andy Reid, it's Juan Castillo, it's John Runyon, and it's Trey Thomas that were primarily responsible for the Eagles having a great offensive line. And in this last 10 years, it's primarily been Howie Roseman from a planning standpoint, Jeff Stoutland, Jason Kelsey, and Lane Johnson, with a little bit of Jason Peters mixed in when he used to be great, and certainly, you know, some nods to Mulott and some others that have been contributors also. But, like, Kelsey and Stoutland and Howie and Lane have been the main four, and you just lost one of them. That's, you know. But again.
Jason Peters.
Well, I know, but you got to go back major. About 6-7 years ago at this point for when he was actually really good. Mark, give me an answer. Best combination of accomplishment, two people with the same first name.
All right, so since you guys have been talking about your bidet this morning,
yes.
I'm going to give you two Johns, one for Richie, one for Joe, okay. John F. Kennedy and John Lennon.
Wow, that's a big answer right there. JFK and John Lennon.
That's pretty big.
That's really pretty big. John F. Kennedy and John Lennon. I always know Richie is considering voting for one when he writes it down. He's like, all right, I got to remember that for later today. That's pretty big.
Yep, you all caught me.
Speaking of pretty big, Jerome Bettis thinks the Eagles had a really, really big acquisition in Saquon Barkley. And we know they did. But how great will he be? Well, time will tell. But I'll tell you this, based on what Jerome Bettis said over the weekend, it sounds like he feels Saquon will be phenomenal with the Eagles. Listen to Bettis, an NFL Hall of Famer, talking about a running back who, when he came into the league, a lot of people thought Saquon would make the Hall. Now, I'd say as of right now, he's not anywhere near on track for that. He'd have to have a tremendous next 5 years or so. But obviously, there's natural skill set with Saquon that's pretty remarkable, to the point that Jerome Bettis, when asked a question the other day, had an intriguing answer about Saquon Barkley.
If you were to build your ultimate running back using only active players, we'll start with speed.
Well, I don't even have to build one. I got one, Saquon Barkley. I mean, just package him and let's ship him out to all 32 and we have a great one.
John, I knew you'd like that answer, man. Like, why have to build one? We got one.
You got the perfect weapon. The perfect offensive weapon is what he's suggesting.
So he's
right.
Well, what he's saying is Saquon's the best running back in football, which I don't think he is. I think he's in the top five. I mean, obviously McCaffrey would be in there. Jonathan Taylor would be in the top five. Like,
he's just going to look so different. Like, I'm amazed that you haven't considered the possibility that Saquon behind the Giants.
Yeah.
Offensive line, what was provided for him offensively, the path provided.
Well, it wasn't just that.
There was no path.
There was no line, there was no quarterback, and there was no wide receivers.
So
you're basically, you know, O.J. Simpson in the early part of his career with a bad Buffalo team trying to do it all by yourself.
Devastating
and
trying to do it all by yourself.
Really hard to do.
It's impossible to do. Yet he was still able to, man, carve some incredible plays out for himself.
Do you really think because I've heard you say McCaffrey. I've heard you say McCaffrey over Saquon. Do you really think Saquon is the second best running back entering year seven? Again,
sure.
Seven is different than the entering like year two or three. He has had some injuries. I would imagine some depreciation because of being banged up. You really think he's the second best running back in football?
Yes. I am trying to think of who else. I mean, Alvin Kamara. I'm just trying to think of who else we're talking
about. Well, you got him,
you
got Jonathan Taylor.
Alvin Kamara was absolutely in that conversation, but then the last few years, it feels like we don't know if he'll be in or out.
I know.
So that, you have to dock him.
It doesn't feel like the strongest group right now.
Last year was the first time we ever saw Christian McCaffrey not out with injury for a good chunk of the season. Saquon, also having had some injury concerns in the past, I think he has recovered from that. I was worried that his first year back after the knee reconstruction, he'd lost some explosiveness. And I don't think that's the case any longer.
I do.
I do think he has that ability to still outrun people to edge. And we'll have to see.
We'll have to wait and see, for sure.
But I expect a ton of long, you know, reception touchdowns, of him breaking it for 70, 75 yards. Like, these things are about to be a part of our daily,
look,
like, we're taking that in instead of the long bomb to AJ.
I think you can get a lot of all of that. I'll say this. Here's where I'm at on Saquon. I'm excited he's an Eagle. I think they may have overpaid him. Time will tell. But as it relates specifically to what he'll bring to the table on the high-end level, my expectations are more tempered than yours. I remember watching him in his first year with the Giants, and I was mesmerized. I recognize he's still been really, really good, but I haven't been mesmerized in about 5 years. And that's why I tend to think that the player you're describing is 5 years ago and no longer. Again, I think he's really good, but
I think that you aren't taking into account the the emotional, what would happen to you
if you were in
Saquon's shoes
and you finally had a shot.
Beat your head into a wall.
Well, I know. It reminds me of the Roy Halladay
years
thing.
When
Roy Halladay got here, he finally had a chance on a team that could really accomplish something special, and he was incredible.
It's a new lease on life.
No, I get it.
He's going to take full advantage because of his skills.
When he went from the Panthers to the 49ers.
There you go.
No, that's a good example.
How about that? Yeah, great.
When you're playing with the talent that Saquon's going to be playing with, you have more freedom. Like all the pressure isn't going to be on him, right?
Listen, what they did with him up in New York was ridiculous. They drafted him and then they had nothing else. You know, Odell was out of there. Eli was old, and then he was out of there. They've had bump quarterbacks. They've had bump coaches.
And he was still incredible.
He was still, I'd say, very good. I wouldn't say incredible. That's kind of my point. I think he's a notch below incredible. But again, to both of your points, when a guy is so bottled up because there's no one else for the other team to defend, you know, I get it. We'll say.
When he combines for 2,000 yards this year, and Christian McCaffrey will probably, you know.
Look, McCaffrey's going to have a season-ending injury.
Assuming he's able to stay healthy.
Nah.
He'll probably have a good year,
McCaffrey,
but I don't assume he'll stay healthy.
I'm telling you, there will be a point this year where Christian McCaffrey will be out with a season-ending injury. Mark it down. Let's go to Dan in Williamstown. Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up,
Welcome
Dan?
Back, John.
Thank you.
Did you guys notice the Alec Boehm and his new girlfriend, Erin Dolan from ESPN? Did you check that out?
I did not know that, no.
Yeah, it came out in the news the other day. But okay. I wanted to say something about the Phillies' pitching. Do you think that they pitched too many innings and that they are struggling at towards the end of the first half because of how many innings they
have pitched? Maybe.
You know, with Ranger, this has been a significant jump, a significant uptick in how much in the volume of pitches that he's thrown, because every year he struggled to just get to the U.S. for March or April. Took a while.
Look, Dan, I would say that it's in my mind as a possibility. It's impossible for me to answer whether that's a real thing, but it might be.
Do you think we get a pitcher at the trade deadline? Or do we go outfielder?
Well, they're certainly not going to get a starting pitcher. Now, they could get an outfielder or a relief pitcher. And I would say that outfielder is the more pressing need.
Okay.
I mean, I just feel, you got four... you know, I keep saying you got four relievers you can trust. Maybe we got to start moving that down to three. Alvarado's been... All right, I need a ruling. Wilson in for Seltzer today. Dan Wilson, can you trust Alvarado?
Like right this second or long term?
Big picture, it's October. Right now it's July. You're planning for October. You say, I got three guys I can trust in Strom, Hoffman, and Kirkreen. Does Alvarado belong in that group or not?
I still trust Alvarado long term, yes. But yeah, I don't.
Hope he's pretty, having a good week.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
There are times. Okay, what about Tyler Phillips?
What about him?
He hasn't walked anybody in two appearances.
Look,
right?
He's not going to touch the ball in October, in my opinion. I don't think.
It's a stretch. I'm just saying, I know that he throws strikes.
I love watching a guy
just throw strikes.
Dan, I think the bats in the outfield are more important. We'll see. Dan, give me an answer here. Accomplishment, two people, same first name.
Someone took my John F. Kennedy one, so I'm going to take Tom Brady and Thomas Edison.
Tom Brady and Tom Edison. All right. So, hold on. No, Devin, to the thing you've pointed out a few times. That's a Tom and a Thomas.
Yeah.
And just to be fair, we said earlier, we're not stretching the names.
It's got to be the same full name or same nickname.
Yeah, like the same thing.
Right.
We don't refer to him as Thomas Brady.
Yeah. So who would be good Toms? Let's just throw out a couple. Okay. So Tom Brady and
Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, I got a good combination on the Thomas.
I bet he doesn't know who that is.
No.
Wait, who'd you say?
I guarantee.
Tom Hiddleston?
No, who's that?
Yeah, he's an actor.
I don't.
Yeah.
You know who Loki is?
I recognize the name. What's that from? I recognize the name.
He's the god of mischief.
Good job.
He's in Marvel. You wouldn't get it.
Right.
It's Marvel.
Come on. Marvel. All right. How about
but he's in other stuff, too.
He's a good actor.
All right. Thomas Edison, Thomas Jefferson.
Yes. Oh.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Remember, like an hour ago, Joe's classic. I'm not going to take any more off the board.
Yeah.
I've lost track at this point. It's hitting double digits.
All right, I'm trying.
Can we prove that Thomas Edison did not invent the light bulb?
I don't know. I wasn't there, John. I mean, I'm old, but I'm not that old.
I think I just read recently that Tom Edison
Our guy
did
Tom.
Not invent
Tommy Edison,
the light bulb. Yeah.
Well, then what did he do? If he didn't invent the light bulb.
Like, he came close at inventing the light bulb, but someone beat him to
and he stole credit?
The light bulb.
I guess so. I remember watching a show about 10 years ago called, The Men That Made America, I think.
And he was one of them? Talking about not inventing the light bulb?
I think they had an Edison thing in there. It was a History Channel show.
I think he got beaten
it's
out.
It's when the History Channel it used to have... You know, like history on the History Channel.
Mm.
And now it's all like ice road truckers, whatever that has to do with history. I still don't
Shark
get it.
Shark Week.
All right. So here's the week it is. It's Baseball All-Star Week. And the Phillies, congratulations to Christopher Sanchez over the weekend getting the nod as the Phillies' eighth All-Star. And tonight, front and center, of course, will be the Home Run Derby. It's kind of like the three-point shooting contest and the slam dunk contest in basketball where the night before the big thing, you got, you know, you got some competition. In this case, the Home Run Derby that will feature Alec Bohm. Now, look, expectations on the lower side. He's not exactly what you call a classic slugger. He has the worst odds to win this Home
Run. Really?
No.
I mean, listen, who thinks of Bohm as like masher? I mean, think of it this way. Kyle Schwarber, and I mean, this is no disrespect to Bohm. I mean, Schwarber, I think he's like three times stronger.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the mashers, and I mean, obviously Schmitty with the most homers, but when I think of, like, brute strength from Phillies history, I think of Schwarber, Incavelia, Luzinski. I was too young for Dick Allen, but obviously Dick Allen.
Ryan Howard,
sure. And Jim Thome. Like, Alec Bohm, not that.
So why is he in the home run derby?
Why did it happen?
Maybe every team
have to have someone?
There's only eight guys. Yeah.
Oh.
No, I don't know. Maybe they want the Philadelphia Market featured.
I hope he goes out there and crushes.
Did someone prove everyone wrong?
I'm rooting for him too.
Yeah.
Do you think Alec Bohm wants to be?
Well, yeah, he signed up. He said, yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't necessarily want to do something every time you sign up for it.
Well, he could have said no. All right, here's the deal: Pete Alonso, Adolis Garcia,
These are like the big boppers.
Yeah, Marcell Ozuna. Gunnar Henderson.
We see these guys every year.
Who does he play for? Gunnar Henderson.
Orioles, Baltimore.
Okay. Got Bobby Witt Jr., Jose Ramirez. How do I say this guy's name? See, I don't follow baseball anymore on the national level. Teoscar Hernandez?
Yeah, he just came in with the Dodgers. Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah, that guy, yep. And then Alec Bohm. I used to know this stuff. John, you should have seen me growing up, man. George Brett. I mean, Home Run Derby,
But you're saying next Beat the Hammer should be current baseball.
Just current baseball rosters, yeah.
Oh, man, I would struggle. I used to know it all. Not at all, but I used to know a tremendous amount. Like, I could tell you who the Angel... If you asked me who's the Angel shortstop, I'd say, like, what was it, Gary Deep... Deason, how do you say that guy's name? Gary DeCincharzo? What was that guy's name? Oh, I'm getting the Dante DiVincenzo thing confused.
It's not DiVincenzo.
No, Gary Deason. What was that guy's name? Someone help me out. What was that guy's name like 35 years ago? And then they had that guy that couldn't even throw. The really soft tossing.
Are you talking about Mets again?
Mets would be Ray Ordonez.
Well, see, you know the Mets.
Oh, yeah.
All over the place.
Oh,
right now.
I got that.
This one from the Angels.
All right, 215-592-9494. What's the name, Dan?
Gary DeSarcina.
I think you're saying it wrong.
I might be saying it wrong. Yeah. I'm not as familiar.
I'm getting all confused.
By the way, Bohm's plus, he's 20-1 to win the Derby tonight, which might be like the longest odds in like 10 years.
So give it a shot, right?
Literally, give it a shot.
Well, you could bet 10 bucks and then we'll win a
You win 200 if he wins.
Yeah. Now, he ain't
Pete
win.
Alonso. Like, we watch Pete Alonso at that.
Look,
I know he's going yard, 50 times.
Like, Ben Simmons would have a better chance to win a 3-point shooting contest. No.
That's not true.
That's too far.
A skosh too far.
All right, let's go to Randy in Delaware. What's going on, Randy?
What's happening, fellas? How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Randy.
It's great to talk to you, Joe the Cantaloupe.
Oh, listen, that name has evolved.
Yeah.
John, were you here for that?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Your story.
Oh, John, not my story.
Quote, friend who heated the cantaloupe up in the microwave.
Oh, my God, so funny. Joe the Cantaloupe, you are a character, let me tell you. All right, I got a couple things.
Yes, sir.
First thing is, I'm sure you guys remember the story, Jason Kelce. I'm a veteran, and I've been a combat veteran, and, you know, I've never really had any issues. I got COVID in November of 22, and it triggered something in my head. I started having PTSD and flashbacks and yada, yada. And evidently, in my lowest point of my life, I posted something to Jason on his Facebook, and he reached out to me.
Wow. Said,
okay. Yeah, so you guys, I mean, I told the story, and he's just an amazing human being. And I think that's the biggest thing that we're going to miss from him. Is I think he's the one that when those problems occur in the locker room, he's the one that's able to be the voice of reason. He's the one that's able to get everybody on the same page.
He was a problem solver. Now, I will say this, Randy. He, much like Brian Dawkins, you know, in the 05 fiasco with T.O. and Donovan and T.O. and the Eagles, Jason Kelce couldn't Mr. Miyagi it and just fix it by his mere presence. Like, I got all love and respect for Kelce, but some problems were too big. And obviously last year's collapse, you know, things spiraled out of control while he was there. But that doesn't, in my opinion, obscure the reality that he was a way better problem solver than most we've seen in Philly sports. I mean, he did have and does have a unique ability to do those kind of things. And I think it is going to be a big loss.
It is. And I think that just like when the Eagles took Jalen Hurts in the second round, everybody was shocked. Then going out and getting Kenny Pickett as quickly as they did, there's something behind that. And I don't care what anybody says. They don't just go out and do that quickly. Just like they just don't go out and take Jalen Hurts with the number two pick with a guy like Carson Wentz, unless there's something going on.
Well, they knew. Listen. They knew they had a problem with Carson, but they weren't going to admit it publicly. But they knew things were getting shaky. And I told people that back then, and people didn't believe. I mean, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but to me it was very obvious that the Carson thing was teetering, and that's why I thought the Hurts pick made a lot of sense. Even though, you know, most people were absolutely outraged by the selection of Jalen Hurts when they took him.
Yes, and that's why I'm thinking the same thing. I think Kenny Pickett with this many.
Well, that's the thing that makes – I will say this, Randy. That's what makes this one different. If you are to believe that Kenny Pickett is not a long-term answer, and I tend to think he's not a long-term answer. Now, candidly, I got to see the guy play more to really know. I haven't watched him much. But if Kenny Pickett is not someone that you want to – have for the next 7 to 9 years, and you probably don't, then this situation is different in that you'd say right now they don't have anyone in-house, if you have to go to them, that you would choose to go to. Now, maybe Kenny Pickett is a bridge guy for a year or two, and the Eagles have had those guys through the years. You know, Ty Detmer and Coy Detmer and Rodney Pete, and, you know, they've had their bridge guys. Sam Bradford, I guess, was kind of a bridge guy, sort of. But, you know, that's the part about if they move off of Hurts that hasn't gotten enough discussion. If not him, then who the heck are you going to get? And that is not easy. I mean, Washington basically has been looking for a quarterback for 35 years. I'm not kidding. Ever since Mark Griffin won the MVP in 91, I mean, they had Robert Griffin for like a year. You know, they had Kirk Cousins a little bit in there. But, I mean, they really have not had a stud quarterback for 35 years. That's a disaster. For them. Randy, give me two really accomplished people, same first name.
Okay, I was going to say Leonardo DiCaprio and Leonardo da Vinci, but how about Tom Brady and Tom Cruise?
Okay, I'll give you that. The only thing I got to ding you on, you can't be taking other stuff off the board.
Yeah, he did just kind of give, you know, two answers.
Let's say I was going to say Julius Irving and, you know, Julius Caesar, but I'll go with the, you know.
And I think I kind of like the first answer better.
So what was the first answer?
Leonardo
DiCaprio.
And Leonardo da Vinci.
Well, da Vinci is a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So
we're rewarding him for saying two answers, though?
I mean, no.
I'm not rewarding.
I don't think either is going to win.
No, she's just saying that would be a better
one. That would
one.
Be a better answer. Yeah. That's a great answer. I don't know other Leonardos, like, besides the modern DiCaprio. Do you?
Is there a non-modern DiCaprio?
Well, da Vinci.
Yes.
And
I don't know.
Is Da Vinci the same one that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is based on?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, I think so too. So, yeah, anytime you have.
It's pretty good.
Anytime you have Da Vinci in there, you're off to a good start. But that's the thing about
and
this.
And DiCaprio is.
No, pretty big. Pretty big.
As big as a Hollywood star can be right now.
He's pretty big. But you want to have two.
But Tom Cruise, is Tom Cruise a bigger.
He is
movie
star? He's more accomplished than Leo.
He is a bigger movie star because he has done it for longer.
He has.
He's got more movies. He's got more box office, all that.
So what are we looking at so far? For biggest answers so far, we've got Abraham Lincoln and Abraham. We've got George Washington and George Patton. We've got John F. Kennedy and John Lennon. And those would probably be amongst the callers, if I had to say, probably the three biggest right now. Mm. Certainly bigger than John Kruk and John Ritchie.
For sure.
I like that one.
I have a serious problem with that one, too, because we got the difference
but
in
different,
spelling.
Yeah, it's a different spelling.
That should matter.
All right, give me a James. Let's honor Seltzer here. James Seltzer and...
Jimmy Seltzer and Jimi Hendrix.
But those are different spellings, too.
No, they're not. Not for me.
Well, Seltzer doesn't even spell his name Jimmy.
I spell it J-I-M-I-S-E-L-T-Z-E-R.
Yeah, and I call the guy James. You know why? Because his name is, James.
I know.
That's all good. 215-592-9494.
Your name is Joseph, right?
Yeah, but I go by Joe. Not Joe from the Facts of Life. J-O. This is a J-O-E.
J-O-E.
All right, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day.
I'm going
to
knock the E off your name.
Well, then I'm a girl.
No, not necessarily.
Well,
Don't you think it's just more efficient?
No, it,
like,
it
why
does.
Why do you have the, to the have
no,
the E?
The no E makes it feminine for some reason. I can't explain it.
Well, it does.
Right.
Like Josephine. Is what J-O is for.
Yeah, because it's like the nickname for Joanna.
How many guys have J-O?
I don't know. It's cool. It's just
like name
genetic.
One. Joe.
Joe, you should drop the E.
I'll think about it. Hey, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question, Philly's first half MVP. Who was it? Who's it been? Is it A, Bryce Harper, B, Ranger, C, Trey Turner, or D, Zach Wheeler? And there were some tough omissions from this, including Boehm and Sanchez and Nolan, all the great relief pitchers. But we went with Harper, Ranger, Trey, and Zach Wheeler. Who do you think has been the first half MVP? Second poll question, are we overlooking or minimizing the loss of Jason Kelce as the Eagles gear up to try to make a Super Bowl push this year? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Joe DeCameron, John Richard. Plus, up ahead, an interesting tweet I got over the weekend, or saw over the weekend, that got my mind moving on something related to the Eagles that maybe we should have put more stock in when the story first developed. We'll get to that and more on 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No.
That's not true.
That's too far. That's too far.
A little too far. Skosh too far.
All right, let's go to Randy in Delaware. What's going on, Randy?
What's happening, fellas? How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Randy.
It's great to talk to you, Joe the Cantaloupe.
Oh, listen, that name has evolved.
Yeah.
John, were you here for that?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Your story?
Oh, John,
not my story.
Quote, friend who heated the cantaloupe up in the microwave.
Oh, my God, it's so funny. Joe the Cantaloupe, you are a character, let me tell you. All right, I got a couple things.
Yes, sir.
First thing is, I'm sure you guys remember the story, Jason Kelce I'm a veteran, and I've been combat veteran, and, you know, I've never really had any issues. I got COVID in November of 22, and it triggered something in my head. I started having PTSD and flashbacks and yada, yada. And evidently, in my lowest point of my life, I posted something to Jason on his Facebook, and he reached out to me.
Wow. Said,
okay. Yeah, so you guys, I mean, I told the story, and he's just an amazing human being. And I think that's the biggest thing that we're going to miss from him. It's, I think he's the one that when those problems occur in the locker room, he's the one that's able to be the voice of reason. He's the one that's able to get everybody on the same page.
He was a problem solver. Now, I will say this, Randy. He, much like Brian Dawkins, you know, in the 05 fiasco with T.O. and Donovan and T.O. and the Eagles, Jason Kelce couldn't Mr. Miyagi it and just fix it by his mere presence. Like, I got all love and respect for Kelce, but some problems were too big. And obviously last year's collapse, you know, things spiraled out of control while he was there. But that doesn't, in my opinion, obscure the reality that he was a way better problem solver than most we've seen at Philly sports. I mean, he did have and does have a unique ability to do those kind of things. And I think it is going to be a big loss.
It is. And I think that just like when the Eagles took Jalen Hurts in the second round, everybody was shocked. Then going out and getting Kenny Pickett as quickly as they did, there's something behind that. And I don't care what anybody says. They don't just go out and do that quickly. Just like they just don't go out and take Jalen Hurts with the number two pick with a guy like Carson Wentz, unless there's something going on.
Well, they knew. Listen. They knew they had a problem with Carson, but they weren't going to admit it publicly. But they knew things were getting shaky. And I told people that back then, and people didn't believe. I mean, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but to me it was very obvious that the Carson thing was teetering. And that's why I thought the Hurts pick made a lot of sense, even though, you know, most people were absolutely outraged by the selection of Jalen Hurts when they took him.
Yes, and that's why I'm thinking the same thing. I think Kenny Pickett with this many.
Well, that's the thing that makes – I will say this, Randy. That's what makes this one different. If you are to believe that Kenny Pickett is not a long-term answer, and I tend to think he's not a long-term answer. Now, candidly, I got to see the guy play more to really know. I haven't watched him much. But if Kenny Pickett is not someone that you want to have for the next 7 to 9 years, and you probably don't, then this situation is different in that you'd say right now they don't have anyone in-house, if you have to go to them, that you would choose to go to. Now, maybe Kenny Pickett is a bridge guy for a year or two, and the Eagles have had those guys through the years. You know, Ty Detmer and Coy Detmer and Rodney Pete and, you know, they've had their bridge guys. Sam Bradford, I guess, was kind of a bridge guy, sort of. But, you know, that's the part about if they move off of Hurts that hasn't gotten enough discussion. If not him, then who the heck are you going to get? And that is not easy. I mean, Washington basically has been looking for a quarterback for 35 years. I'm not kidding. Ever since Mark Griffin won the MVP in 91, I mean, they had Robert Griffin for like a year. You know, they had Kirk Cousins a little bit in there. But, I mean, they really have not had a stud quarterback for 35 years. That's a disaster. For them. Randy, give me two really accomplished people, same first name.
Okay, I was going to say Leonardo DiCaprio and Leonardo da Vinci, but how about Tom Brady and Tom Cruise?
Okay, I'll give you that. The only thing I got to ding you on, you can't be taking other stuff off the board.
Yeah, you did just kind of give, you know, two answers.
Let's say I was going to say Julius Irving and, you know, Julius Caesar, but I'll go with the, you know.
And I think I kind of like the first answer better.
So what was the first answer?
Leonardo
DiCaprio.
And Leonardo da Vinci.
Well, da Vinci is a really big one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So
we're rewarding him for saying two answers, though?
I mean, no.
I'm not rewarding.
I don't think either is going to win.
No, she's just saying that would be a better
one. That would be a better answer.
Yeah. That's a great answer. I don't know other Leonardos, like, besides the modern DiCaprio. Do you?
Is there a non-modern DiCaprio?
Well, da Vinci.
Yes.
And I don't know. Is Da Vinci the same one that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is based on?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, I think so too. So, yeah, I mean, look, anytime you have.
It's pretty good.
Anytime you have Da Vinci in there, you're off to a good start. But that's the thing about
this. And DiCaprio is.
No, pretty big.
As big as a Hollywood star can be right now.
He's pretty big. But you want to have two.
But Tom Cruise. Is Tom Cruise a bigger.
He is
movie
more.
Star?
He's more accomplished than Leo.
He is a bigger movie star because he has done it for longer.
He has.
He's got more movies. He's got more box office. All that.
So what are we looking at so far? For biggest answers so far, we've got Abraham Lincoln and Abraham. We've got George Washington and George Patton. We've got John F. Kennedy and John Lennon. And those would probably be amongst the callers, if I had to say, probably the three biggest right now. Mm. Certainly bigger than John Kruk and John Ritchie.
Oh, I mean, for sure.
I like that one.
I have a serious problem with that one, too, because we got the difference
but
in
different,
spelling.
Yeah, it's a different spelling.
That should matter.
All right, give me a James. Let's honor Seltzer here. James Seltzer and...
Well, Jimmy Seltzer and Jimi Hendrix.
But those are different spellings, too.
No, they're not. Not for me.
Well, Seltzer doesn't even spell his name Jimmy.
I spell it J-I-M-I-S-E-L-T-Z-E-R.
Yeah, and I call the guy James. You know why? Because his name is, James.
I know.
That's all good. 215-592-9494.
Your name is Joseph, right?
Yeah, but I go by Joe. Not Joe from the Facts of Life. J-O. This is a J-O-E.
J-O-E.
All right, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day.
I'm going to knock the E off your name.
Well, then I'm a girl.
No, not necessarily.
Well,
don't
what,
you think
what,
it's just
what
more efficient?
Are...
No, it,
like,
it
why
does.
Do you have the, to the have
no,
the E?
The no E makes it feminine for some reason. I can't explain
well,
it.
Well, it does.
Right.
Like Josephine is what J-O is for.
Yeah, because
well,
it's like the nickname for
how guess. Many guys
Joanna?
Have J-O?
I don't know. It's but it's cool. It's just
like name
phonetic.
One. Joe.
Joe, you should drop the E.
I'll think about it. Hey, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. Is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, the all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question, Philly's first half MVP. Who was it? Who's it been? Is it A, Bryce Harper, B, Ranger, C, Trey Turner, or D, Zach Wheeler? And there were some tough omissions from this, including Boehm and Sanchez and Nolan, all the great relief pitchers. But we went with Harper, Ranger, Trey, and Zach Wheeler. Who do you think has been the first half MVP? Second poll question, are we overlooking or minimizing the loss of Jason Kelce as the Eagles gear up to try to make a Super Bowl push this year? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Joe DeCameron, John Richard. Plus, up ahead, an interesting tweet I got over the weekend, or saw over the weekend, that got my mind moving on something related to the Eagles that maybe we should have put more stock in when it came when the story first developed. We'll get to that and more on 94 WIP.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.